Check me out now. Tony. Yeah. Walked out of Louis looking like a virgin discount. If it ain't 100, it's a miscount. 7 days a week, I smoke 6 ounces. If a chick with me, she like big houses. If a chick with me, she like foreign cars. If a chick with me, she like Goyard. If a chick with me, she like protein. Make a sick of rich nigga clothes off. Pull her to the flame with my doze off. Try to count a million and I dozed off. And I got my fingers in the air. Yeah. Hanging with Paul Bear. Turn you to lawn care. Racks in my mind, Claire. Yeah, this just a small shell. Hold up, make sure it's all there. I go to sleep in designer, psych. I go to sleep in vagina, yikes. Tell any honor a lie, right? Soon as I left, I got right. This is precision and detail. See, life is a beach, seashell. I sold the bags for retail. I'm from the block, no email. Walked out of Louis looking like a virgin discount. If it ain't 100, it's a miscount. 7 days a week, I smoke 6 ounces. If a chick with me, she like big houses. If a chick with me, she like foreign cars. If a chick with me, she like Goyard. If a chick with me, she like protein. Make a sucker rich nigga clothes off.
I'm cool, yo. I'm starting to think no one told y'all. Design of my clothes, dog. How much you think my coat costs? I'm spitting like Mozart. This pistol, I gotta flip Noah's Ark. New Lamborghini to doze off. Fell asleep in the Guinea to doze off. Get it? My diamonds and stones water. I TD nigga like Coach Carter. Ain't talking about no damn soda. White girl with me want some Coke products. I pull up, I'm turning heads. I close the curtain while she turning hoes. This shit off white. I be rocking Virgil clothes.
Walked out of Louis looking like a virgin discount. If it ain't 100, it's a miscount. 7 days a week, I smoke 6 ounces. If a chick with me, she like big houses. If a chick with me, she like foreign cars. If a chick with me, she like Goyard. If a chick with me, she like protein. Make a sucker rich nigga clothes off.
Verbose.xyz. Yikes, we're a day late and a dollar short, but that doesn't change the fact that we're here to give it to all of you tonight. On the horn, I have myself, the mad scientist Miles O'Road, coupled with my man, Black Jesus, fucking aka 2-for-1 at Arby's Specials, aka the Wonder Child, aka Allah Akbar, my boy Crafter. How you doing tonight, sir?
Damn, good to be back. Good to be back a day late, but we're here. We're here.
Indeed. Hope you enjoy the show tonight. We definitely missed you. Hope your new year is going absolutely amazing. You're checking us out for the first time. Remember, verbose.xyz. It's the only place you need to fucking go. It's the gateway to every single fucking platform that you could possibly watch the same redundant show over and over and over again. A Valhalla of verbose information just flowing through your fucking mind skull. A lot of shit going on in the world today. As of 2020. And fuck it, dude. We just here to talk about it a little bit. But I don't want to lose sight of both titties and beer.
Yeah, I like those. Mostly titties.
Yeah. Actually, fuck beer. It's more like, you know, the pharmakia offered to us by the planet. That's what it's all about. Yes. Beer, not so much, dude. If I drink beer, it's more like water, right? It's like just the chaser to life.
The chaser to life.
Exactly. It doesn't really do much. It just kind of takes the edge off, you know? Unless you're like drinking some fucking fancy IPA that's like at 6% or some shit, you know? But fuck that, dude. I just need a little bit of kick to my water. That's it. That's it. You don't drink at all, huh?
Not really. I kind of avoid it because, like, I just feel like sick. I don't get to enjoy it that much. It sucks.
Yeah.
I really want to be, though. Like, I like that idea of the romanticized alcoholic. Like, I wish I could have, like, a scotch on the rocks and just, like, sit there and be chill with, like, a cool hat or something. But,
yeah. Smoking a cigar with your fez on, drinking fucking brandy or some shit.
Yeah. And, like, checking out dames.
At the speakeasy.
Yeah, down at the speakeasy.
I love scotch though, dude. I fucking love scotch. Oh my god. Like with a good peat. It's like you put peat moss in your mouth and chewed it really hard and then spit it back and forth between you and some Scotsman, and then that's what scotch tastes like.
Wow.
It's, yeah.
That does not sound good.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's incredible. It's like biting into the earth. Literally. You have to go to Ireland, go to some fucking really nice golf course, bite the dirt, or bite the lawn. And that's probably what scotch is like. It's the best way I could describe it. We're like gin is like fucking, you know, taking a Christmas tree and like fucking biting one of the branches and then fucking ripping it out through your teeth. That's what gin is. Then yes, scotch is like eating peat moss directly from the ground.
Yeah, I don't want any of that. No. I'm good. I'm good. I'll stick to like chemicals and fucking corn syrup and shit.
Fuck yeah. What do you think it is about like sodas and things like that people are so addicted to? Is it the chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay?
It could be. It could be some chemicals in the fucking water. Because this shit is addicting. Like Mountain Dew and fucking white people, they just slam that shit till they don't have teeth anymore. Like, that's crazy. Like, there's no stopping people with soda.
And keep in mind, if you drink soda till your teeth falls out, the powerful hoe will not date you. She won't even fucking consider you. You got to keep at least three in there.
Yeah.
And three. Although she's explained to me, she's talking about a full set of teeth. You have to have teeth as in the full set of teeth, but whatever. See, I wouldn't discriminate. Like, if you ran across a chick that had no teeth, let's say that you weren't, like, you know, perpetually in love and married and all that bullshit. You ran across some chick that wanted to give you a Hummer and she had no teeth. You wouldn't say no to that, right? Come on.
I'd be like, gum that shit, baby. What up?
So I'm talking about. Hell yeah. Some girl comes up to you at the bar. She says, hey, and smiles. And there ain't no fucking tooth there. You got to jump on that shit at least 7 times.
Yeah, maybe avoid the other holes, but, you know, fuck her face.
Yeah, I guess that's true, huh? It all depends on how they lost the teeth. If it was through meth, yeah, maybe don't even fuck their face. Just saying. That's interesting. I wonder if you can get a contact high from getting your dick sucked by a chick that smokes meth.
I don't know. I know you can't get a throat pregnant, so...
Interesting. That would be fucked up. Like choked to death for 9 months.
Oh man.
Have you ever heard of stone babies before?
No, what's a stone baby?
Stone babies are crazy, dude. It's like some chick gets knocked up like fucking, you know, back in the 90s or some shit, and it's like 2020 now. She's like 64 years old. She's had abdominal pains for like, you know, the past 12 years. Ends up finally going to the doctor. They take x-rays and see that her pelvis is obstructed by what looks like a baby face.
What fucking
yeah,
throat.
Dude. Yeah, it's like a period that went too far and then never went away.
Wow.
Yeah, they like literally mineralize in there and shit. You have to like have major surgery
like
to have them like
a limestone child in their womb. Gross. What the fuck? Nature's fucking rowdy, man.
Right? That shit's crazy, dude. It's fucking awesome. Human bodies are insane, you know? The things that we're able to endure. Like, does that speak volumes to our resilience? Or does it speak volumes to our stupidity? I don't fucking know. I don't know. I don't know if we could discern between the two.
Probably a little of both. I don't know.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Because, like, the Darwin Awards, that's a fun thing to think about. You know what I mean? But what about the survival awards? Motherfucker had, you know, his arms and legs blown off and, like, still fucking gets it, you know? Like, why aren't we giving out those awards?
Yeah, what the fuck? You should get a prize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Civilian Purple Heart. A fucking shout out to my hold my beer motherfuckers out there. You know what I'm saying? Hold my beer. Fuck yeah. I've been thinking a lot about the state of our economy lately. Because I feel like, and I know this is kind of diverging here, but I feel kind of like torn about it a little bit, you know? I feel like half my brain is like, wow, cool, things are really look kind of interesting and amazing in a lot of sectors. Like, you know, interest rates are at like an all-time low, fucking unemployment's up, stock market looks great. Weird thing right now is stock market's up and Bitcoin is looking good, so that's kind of interesting. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, that's like a first almost. Like usually it's inverse.
Right? But part of my brain's like Peter Schiff thinking like all this amazingness is just a bubble, it's just a facade. You know what I mean? But I think about like jobs coming back to America and like the USMCA just recently getting passed. I think this happened yesterday or today. It might have even got signed. God, I'm losing my fucking days. Regardless, fucking gets signed into action. And what we're focusing more on is automobile industry and dairy products or dairy farmers, which this is fucking cool and all, you know, but aren't we missing the elephant in the room here as far as jobs are concerned? Isn't like one of the biggest like booms in economy, the biggest like money laundering schemes in existence right now, isn't it technology?
I mean, possibly. I mean, the amount of money thrown into tech with seeing little as much output as they're putting in, and not the leaps and bounds they were making a decade ago.
Yeah, true. But even if we stagnate, even at this point, don't you think that there's more public interest than there has been since, you know, the past two decades?
Yeah, probably. I mean, there's so much. Everyone is involved with tech now. You know, like pretty much like 90% of the U.S. population definitely is involved with tech.
Yeah. So, I mean, how do we bring back jobs from China where people here would rather make money just doing drop shipping, you know, like fuck it, I'm gonna open up an Amazon page, I'm gonna get a line on some factory in China, and then I'm gonna order shit through like Alibaba and shit and like get it. I don't even have to fucking have it shipped to me. Instead, I'm just gonna fucking hit up I'm gonna set up my own storefront on all these platforms and be like, oh yeah, you want this, I got this. Just, you know, it's going to be free shipping, but you have to deal with the time frame that it comes. So fucking comes from China, goes to a fucking, a middleman distributor. They fucking ship it off. They get a cut and then ship it off to you. Boom. It becomes the circle of funds. Like, why is that how we're making money off this kind of like trickle through China economics rather than manufacturing it ourselves?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like we quit creating things. We don't have jobs that are making things or you know, creating future jobs. It's just like just current sustainability without looking for progress. It's kind of a weird thing. Like after the Great Depression, you know, like they created these programs like the interstate system to create the interstates to make, you know, jobs nationwide. And I feel like something we could expand on that, you know, even make longer interstates with less exits or you know, for further high-speed travel from longer distances or tunnel systems, you know, like something to improve our infrastructure. You know, we create lots of jobs, and it seems like those ideas have gone away.
Mm-hmm. They have. Fucking, why don't we take it to the air, my dude? It's only inevitable. Fuck it. It's going to be like Fifth Element flying around and shit, dude.
I mean, that could be pretty down. Good, especially if you create, you know, functional, you know, flyways, you know, like a highway, but in the air. You know, where, you know, you restrict other air traffic and stuff. So, you know, to make it safer to build around and stuff like that.
I feel like it would be possible. Like if you could take a fucking mini quadcopter and put barometers that sense exactly what level it's at, and then use accelerometers to understand like what direction you're in, and then fucking throw a GPS on there. So, you know, where you are at time and space, like you would be able to level out and, using sensors of any sort, you know, like fucking augmented reality, man, fucking throw it out. So you have sensors that this is the airway. Outside of this airway, you can't even travel, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and we already have, you know, in regular cars, we have collision detection and lane detection. And, you know, some cars will not let you exit your lane, you know, if there's not a line. I mean, in the future of automation, and self-driving cars, I mean, it seems like it's pointing that way that, you know, flying could be, you know, like not, people are worried about like cars going and crashing into buildings and stuff. But with these kind of technologies, you can stop these cars from being able to even do it without, you know, malfunction.
Wow. See, wave of the future. President Trump, if you were listening currently, we're trying to fucking throw you a bone here. Like, yay, jobs back to America. Yay for dairy farmers and the automobile industry. And sure, there's a lot of tech in that, but there's a lot of other tech that's flooding into our country from fucking China right now that fucking can be manufactured here. Sure, labor is an issue and all of these things, but why don't we set the standard? If we can get ripped off constantly by China, basically making copies of things, you know, and I feel like PCB and fucking board views and things like that are pretty easy to copy, much like any sort of like CNC program or manufacturing tool and die kind of setup. Like, if you could copy that easily, why can't we copy what they're doing and do it here? And then use our CNC technology to fucking make these things ourselves. I mean, we obviously have the infrastructure here, man. Like, how many fucking plants exist here? Why aren't we doing this shit, man? Fucking blowing my mind. Dropping the ball, President Trump, on a lot of things. We'll get into foreign affair and shit like that, but Trump's going to be, you know, our 46th president. I just feel it in my bones.
I don't think he gets a new number. I think he stays the same number.
Oh, does he? He can't be. He's not the 45th and 46th?
No, just the 45th.
Okay, cool. All right. See, that's how awesome Trump... Dude, I'm already hearing rhetoric on both sides of Trump being becoming the next like dictator, being in office more than two terms.
I mean, they've said that about a lot of presidents. They said that about George Bush. They said about Obama. I mean, I highly doubt it'll happen. That would be something that could actually cause civil war.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's not going to fucking happen.
No.
But Trump's not going to do that.
Yeah.
Don't you think he'll
get reelected, though.
Yeah, that is for sure. And we'll get onto that later tonight. We got some juicy clips for y'all tonight. We'll get into... because, obviously, I think it was Tuesday was the last Democratic debate before... Before the Iowa caucus, so there's that.
Caucus.
You said caucus. So that's going on. yeah, we got some, obviously we got some shit with the Ukraine gas company being hacked and some other juiciness. Obviously, we got to talk about impeachment because Trump is officially impeached now. How about that shit, huh?
Finally turned in that shit, so... Officially what was it? Four.
Yeah. Yesterday, 4 weeks fucking later, right?
Yeah.
Like, we can't sign an agreement for the USMCA without having signed without impeaching Trump first. We got to make sure that these things line up. So the narrative is set, and we got to defame Orange Man Cheeto bad. Don't get me wrong. Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's pretty weird that. Like, you know, through the whole impeachment trial, they're talking about the need to make this happen now and the need to get him out of office as quick as possible and the need that, you know, that he's breaking the Constitution. And then they wait 4 fucking weeks. Like, that completely destroys what you're the argument you're trying to make. If it's so important, why wasn't this rushed? Why wasn't it pushed forward?
Yeah, it precisely. It blows my fucking mind. Like, literally sat on your hands for 4 weeks after... bringing this all into the, you know, up into the holiday season, fucking, this is all that the news cycle is pushing out is impeachment, 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 fucking Christmas shows up, boom, nothing, crickets. We sit on that till fucking yesterday, Trump officially impeached. So we'll definitely talk about that. That's fucking beautiful shit. Fun shit tonight, verbose.xyz. But I digress. Fucking shout out to Alex Jones, that motherfucker, dude. I've been the wife material, we've been going to the gym, you know, fucking New Year's resolution kind of shit, you feel me, and you find me retarded at the same time, I know. The one thing that I love about the gym is I get to fucking sit on a treadmill and like watch CNN the whole time. Of all the shit that I can like find on the internet, CNN is pretty difficult, and their clips are fucking garbage most of the time. And what I think is funny is like sometimes it feels like their clips purposefully make themselves look retarded because that's their best selling point. I don't know. I might be off base on that. regardless, I've been watching a ton of CNN, and it makes me think about Alex Jones. Because you watch someone like Chris Cuomo go on about, like, impeachment and new evidence coming up and tweets and direct messages and text messages that have been shared between House members. You know what I mean? Like, this is evidence that's never admitted into, you know, well, at least not yet into the prosecution, but it's things that are being brought up on CNN that are like pushing the narrative and talking about how this quid pro quo is the worst in history, worst in Nixon. Like, how can CNN, a state-run media bullshit, you know, empire based off the taxpayer dollars of the United States, be less hurtful to the American people than fucking Alex Jones? It's like state-run propaganda.
I mean, it seems that way. Like, I mean, like, when Alex Jones was on, I think all of us who even watched knew that you take this with a whole fucking handful of salt. You know, that he's just going to say really fucking anything. They don't verify anything. He just reads one little quip somewhere, and now it's fucking his headline. I mean, I don't know. And now it seems like CNN and other news organizations have moved to the same thing.
Yeah, he goes off the head. Literally, I'm watching Chris Cuomo, and that bitch from fucking Young Turks is on there giving commentary. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. It doesn't even feel like real life. I remember watching CNN when I was like 4 or 5 and being like, oh, wow, this must be some really like high level information that my dad is absorbing into his brain right now. You know, come to find out, like, it's been staged since the fucking 80s. And it's become more and more closer to dribble every day ever since. Chris Cuomo, fuck you, dude. If you ever wanted to even come on my show, or our show rather, me and fucking my Dick Run Hot show, fuck you, bro. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, Alex Jones, you are always welcome on the show. 100%, dude. It's not because I agree with you. It's more because I want to talk to you and I'd love to party with you. Really, that's it. Most of what I disagree with a lot of what you do now. I remember back in the day you used to report on like cop shit, like, and how the police state was going to take over and how there were FEMA camps and shit. You know, that was my shit, man. You need to go back to them Bilderberg group fucking end game kind of days. You feel me?
Yeah.
You need to go back to that fucking post George Bush, Obama deception shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You need to show us what's really going down, at least in your weird conspiracy way. Truth or not truth. Come on, bring us the entertainment back.
Yeah, exactly. And please, please reconcile the fact that Trump used your platform to get the votes, man. I've been saying that since day one. Like, how smart, how 3D, 4D chess, whatever, of Trump to get on the Alex Jones show and be like, you know, we like what you do. Huge. Especially at that point, fucking, you know, 10 million subscriber YouTube fucking outfit kind of shit. And then like all of his other platforms, like at that point, really, I feel like Alex Jones had the ear of a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like even if you didn't watch him regularly, you watched the fucking Trump interview on Alex Jones.
I mean,
you can't even find that shit anymore.
Yeah, I still see InfoWars bumper stickers and Hillary for Prison bumper stickers. I still see that shit. It's still out there.
Same, dude. Same. Shout out to the Info Warriors. I'm not an Info Warrior anymore. I have to do something in my life recently, Crafter, and that's be more firm with my stances. Cause I feel like a lot of times I'll like bend my view to like appease a certain group or something that I'm with. I gotta fucking stop doing that, man. That's what like hardcore leftists do, is that they want to feed you this, oh yeah, everything's great kind of thing, just so that they could lure you into their trap. And I want to be more real, more staunch in my stances, so that, you know, we could have spirited discussions and really come to that middle ground of like, what the fuck is going on? So I don't call myself an info warrior by any means. I definitely, Alex Jones, if you're listening, I definitely fucking watch your content from time to time. Just because you got that energy, bro. You got that fucking, that dragon energy. You are winning. I wish you still had your platforms, man. Your shit's fucking golden. And I watch it for entertainment. It also, in a weird way, inspires me to do shit like this, to go out fucking and talk shit, you know? And I think that Alex Jones is a big example of like what the American dream represents, is fucking being an asshole in Austin with a bullhorn, ending up with like a multi-million dollar dynasty in the ear of the president. Fucking think about that. Motherfucker brags that he has correspondence with the president of the United States currently, Donald John Trump, the third president in American history to be impeached.
But
the first president. What's that?
But he still can't be on YouTube.
got him. I wonder how long Verbose is going to last on YouTube.
Yeah, maybe a week or two.
Right. We've gotten long kind of for a minute. That's cool. Well, I wanted to start fucking clips off kind of on a lighter end of things tonight, because I think like sometimes we delve in and it's like the you know it's the ripping off the band-aid kind of deal. You just like jump off the deep end and you forgot to wear your arm swimmy things. What do you ever swim, or did you swim a lot as a kid?
No, not really. I lived in the desert, you know. I don't have much water.
That's what I mean. That's what I wondered. So you never found yourself with little like inflatable army things on?
Not really. You know, not that I remember. Maybe when I was too small to remember, but you know, not in any memories that I have.
That's awesome. Well, that's what this clip is like for me right now, because it's fucking beautiful. This is actually, so the day on Tuesday when they had the Democratic debates, at the same time, fucking Trump did a rally. I can't remember where. But there's so many fucking protesters at this shit. You know, it's like the fucking hip thing to do, to get into, you know, pretend like you're civil until the moment that you just fucking freak out and get ripped out of the fucking place. So this is a beautiful clip from one of my favorite news outlets in existence currently, from Fox 10 out of Arizona. This clip is called "A Weak Voice. Trump says media only covers protesters during rallies." And that's exactly what Fox 10 is doing. Here we go.
And these guys were better than Tom Cruise at his best.
USA, always. It wouldn't be a Trump rally if he didn't champ. USA, USA. So yeah, this guy's getting ejected right now. They're like, and Trump, whenever someone gets ejected at a Trump rally, he does the fucking thumb thing, like, get on the fuck out of here. What the fuck is the matter?
So tomorrow, you're fired. Get him out. You're fired. Here's your headline.
Exactly.
Here's your headline. You know, we have thousands of people outside wanting to get in. They can't, because you people got here first. But so here's your headline. Tomorrow, protesters disturb the rally. One protester, a very weak voice. You know, if you people wouldn't go crazy every time you see something, you'd go right through it. Nobody would even know she was there. Now she's going home to mom, where she will be in big trouble.
Getting spanking from mommy.
Because I guarantee you that mom voted for Trump.
Oh, got him. Got him. Someone's gonna get triggered saying shit like that.
And in 10 years from now, when I run yet again.
See?
She'll
foreshadowing
be
there,
Trump
huh?
Too.
Eh?
I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. We drive them crazy. We drive them crazy. They say, you know, he's not leaving, don't you? He's never leaving. They say he's going to win. He's never going to leave. You know, these people, it's called Trump derangement.
Don't cheer, bitches. You don't want that. Something.
You know what they don't know is that if for any reason after 5 years we do leave, which we will because I believe in that stuff, right? But you know what's going to happen
God.
To their industry? They're all going to die and fold up. Going to be very boring out there, very boring.
I fucking agree.
That's
I think
why
it will
I
be.
At some point, every single one of them will be endorsing Donald Trump.
Donald Trump 2030.
But crazy Bernie Sanders and the Washington Democrats. By the way, Bernie is surging. Bernie is
no, not anymore. Not anymore. He's a sexist. We'll get into that in a minute.
But the Democrats are outraged that we killed this terrorist monster. Even though
which
this
one?
Monster was
Soleimani
hundreds
or al-Baghdadi? Uh-oh. Uh-oh, here we go. Some God is great, motherfucker, the crowd guaranteed. Yep. You thought it was just going to be one Trump. It was actually two. It's beautiful. Fucking beautiful. I kind of regret not going to the Trump rally when he came.
Really? I bet it was pretty fucking crazy. There's a lot of
exactly,
fucking,
dude.
A lot of NASCAR fucking hats in that place.
Right? But I think several people got ejected here too.
That's cool.
It's awesome. Yeah.
I would never take the time either way to show up to protest or to fucking watch. I'm like, I don't want to stand in a line. I don't hang out with that many fucking people. All you fucking people stink. Fucking both
Interesting.
Sides. Take more showers, fucker.
Goddamn. Right. The only protest I ever involved myself in was that James Boyd protest. And I was there. Huh?
I said, oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, I was there downtown. I was there downtown for like the gathering, and then it was several people like reading poetry and like talking about James Boyd, and there's family members and stuff. And there was a march around downtown like twice, and then it went under the bridge. At the time, I was with a different girl and her daughter. And when we went, we came prepared. We had like gas masks, all that shit, just in case shit went down. And we had an exit plan. Well, fucking, as soon as we went up the street towards this hospital, like underneath the bridge from downtown, literally people started like flipping cars and shit and throwing shit. So it was like exit stage right, we're out. And, you know, you started watching the news and people were like fucking going to local businesses and like breaking in windows and burning shit down and flipping cars. It's like, bruh, the fuck do you think you're doing, dude? If you're gonna fuck shit up, fuck people up that matter. Not the fucking local businesses there that fucking depend on people like you to fucking shop there. You know, people that are...
Some
it fucking blows my mind.
Parked in the wrong street at the wrong time.
Yeah, exactly. That's the shit. That's why I don't do that shit anymore, is because people lose their mind in a mob. You know? It's like, oh, strike the dubbers, let's fuck shit up. Like, no. I'm good, man. I'm going to go over here and hang out and watch you guys be retarded, but nah, like, especially when this is our town. Why are you fucking up our town? You know, if you're going to go fuck people up, you know, find the right people to fuck up, or, you know, fucking talk to storm the gates of the fucking police department, you know, fucking picket your signs out there and shit. Don't fucking throw rocks through a fucking local business. Anyways, I'm getting on a tangent there, but that shit pisses me off. I don't fucking go to protests anymore. But I would go to a Trump rally. That's all I'm saying. I think it would be awesome. I think it would be super fun. It's like, you know, the first time I went to a professional wrestling match. Speaking of professional wrestling and the fake news output that is the mainstream media, the dinosaur mainstream media, I was talking earlier about Cuomo and CNN and how it's so unfucking fair that Cuomo can fucking spout his fucking bullshit, but Alex Jones can't be on the air. This is a particular juicy clip from CNN. Says Cuomo, Trump can't win without doing this. Here we go.
The Trump triple step is in full effect once again. What is it? Lie, deny, Defy. Take Iran. It was imminent because Iran is bad and this guy was a terrorist. Okay, but why imminent? Crickets. No proof that it was. Period. Then the president denies that fact and says it was about the
Dude, I have to pause this for a sec. Do you follow him yet?
No.
Same. I'm glad I'm not the only one. I really don't feel like he formed an actual sentence just now. We can continue.
See that they hid in the past and four more. Something even his inner circle can't back up.
Well, the president didn't say there was a tangible. He didn't cite a specific piece of evidence. What he said is he believed.
Are you saying there wasn't one?
I didn't see one with regard to four embassies.
Embarrassing. Then comes where we are now. Defy. Who cares about the rules and Congress and the Constitution? Look at this. Fake news media and the Democrat partners. Who cares if it was imminent or not? Oh, it matters, Mr. President. When Hillary Clinton talked about whether it was a protest or a plot.
See, wait a minute here. Like, he's talking about all this bullshit, like, we're going to ignore the Constitution. Motherfuckers, you were the guys who fucking gave executive orders to fucking George Bush, who started all this fucking mess. So don't fucking talk to me about, he's defying the Constitution. I continue
Man
on.
Hit that took down Benghazi and why that mattered after the fact, Trump folks went nuts. But now you say, the president says, there were American lives, they're hanging in the balance, and this choice had to be done. No respect for the legal standard for use of force, and that matters. But we hear nothing from his defenders. This toxic triple Lindy that he does matters to him most of
triple
all,
Lindy.
I argue to you. Why?
His what the fuck is a triple Lindy? You don't know? I don't know either. Fuck
Augury
it.
Demands that he sow division at all times. He needs to do this so much that I have a bet. I bet that this president can't go 21 days, that's how long we have until the Iowa caucuses, without lying,
19
denying
today.
The obvious about a mistake by him, or defying a norm for his own gain. You want to bet? Iran will be almost impossible for him to talk about and win the way he has to. So he can't do it there. But healthcare, it's going to come back into focus with Bloomberg, right? Bloomberg's working it hard. And Trump better do a lot better than size jokes with Mike Bloomberg, because you want to talk real size. He can buy and sell Trump.
Dude, wait a minute. Am I hearing this right? Is Cuomo, like, fucking blown smoke up, fucking Bloomberg's ass? Is that what's going on there? That's kind of fucking weird.
He could buy Trump right now and... Who's the guy? Yeah, it sounds kind of like it. Sounds kind of like
that's
it.
That's fucking weird, man. Anyways,
with
continuing
ease,
on.
Always trumped him in New York City in terms of respect and popularity among their peers. And as Bloomberg bangs on pre-existing conditions, can Trump win if he doesn't keep lying to you about pre-existing conditions? Gallup says 81%.
Wait, how do we get on healthcare?
It should be obvious. Healthcare. Extremely or very important to your vote. Of course it is. It's like the biggest vig in most of our lives other than our mortgages. So today the president sent out this whopper. I was the person who saved pre-existing conditions in your health.
Yeah.
Care.
Like,
I will always.
This is the same motherfucker that talks about, you're deflecting by changing the subject to making something that it's not. Like the whole fucking Joe Biden Burisma fucking Hunter thing. You know, it's like, hey, well, if we're going to impeach Trump, don't we need to talk to like, the Bidens about this? The Bidens have a boring story. Why are you trying to change the narrative? Like, these are the same motherfuckers that in one breath are talking about like our engagement overseas and then fucking equating it to something in healthcare. It's like you guys are just putting words together and hoping that it washes over the people and you somehow make money.
Protect your pre-existing conditions. The Dems will not. Poppycock. He saved it the way you would save
I looked up the word poppycock.
Holding my head underwater. Simple logic. How did he save it when he was the one who wanted to get rid of it? Here is the truth.
Obamacare is a disgrace to our nation.
I have no problem with him holding that position. Don't like
what a fucking soundbite!
It certainly has its flaws. But be straight.
Totally out of context.
Right at this moment, the Trump administration is fighting in federal court to strike down Obamacare, including protections for people with pre-existing conditions. Google it. Look at the suit.
You can keep your own doctor. Wait. What?
The GOP filed a brief last week asking the court, listen to this, not to take up the case until after the election. Oh, how convenient. The same time that Trump tells you he'll reveal his new
healthcare.
Oh, so
we're going to wait 4 weeks to turn in the fucking articles of impeachment.
And to
fuck
my
you,
argument slash wager, why does he attack pre-existing conditions when so many of you in his own party like it? 58% of you in the party want protection for pre-existing conditions. Of course you do. It's too important. He needs to do it this way. Lie, deny, defy. Orwellian doublespeak allows him to keep people pissed off and frustrated. He can't win without doing it. He's not liked enough. He doesn't sell himself well enough to people who are open-minded. Example three, Bernie Sanders. Volunteers trashing Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren, says this president. Everybody knows her campaign is dead and want her potential voters. Elizabeth's very angry. Do I see a feud brewing? This is the equivalent of a schoolyard punk shouting, fight, 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 right? That kid that nobody likes, and for exactly this reason. All animus, all the time. He needs you to be angry at someone. And for you to think that he is the only way to beat them, he needs people at each other's throats. He needs you at your worst, your most suspicious.
No, you guys need us at our worst.
And easy to satisfy.
The deep state needs us at our worst.
And that's why this is a bet this president would never take. And it's a wager that even if I win, and I would, we all lose. And that's the problem. My job is to point it out.
Oh my God, Chris Cuomo. Have I ever heard a bigger faggot? What say you, Crafter? What say you?
I mean, if he calls himself a journalist, his job definitely is not to fucking point it out. It's to fucking tell the facts and let us figure it out. It's just so opinion. It's just, it's media sensationalism. It's propaganda. It's trying to tell you what to think. It's not trying to show you why to think that. It's weird. I don't know how we got to this idiocracy.
Right? It's not even a good spin, you know? It's not even like tangible words. It's like, I read through the dictionary and these were close to other words that I knew. Poppycock. I haven't used that in the sentence, but that was probably used in the fucking 1950s or 30s sometime, and it'll make me sound smart.
Yeah. Dude. And he's doing a triple Lindy.
What the fuck does that even mean? You know, I think that's why people call him what do they call him, a WAP or something? He got all fucking mad about it. A Guido. They called him fucking Guido. I like that. Chris Guido Cuomo. I feel like you can't be racist towards Italians. And what's the other race? Is it like Irish or Asians? I get those two mixed up all the time. Anyways, so fucking Cuomo, that's some beautiful shit, right? And I heard him talking the other day on CNN with a right-wing pundit, and they were going on about Burisma and things like that, and he was trying to point out Trump corruption. No one wants to point out the corruption on both sides, and Chris Cuomo definitely falls into that, fuck, I picked a side. Here's Fox News talking about the whole Ukraine gas company thing, and Russia actually apparently hacked this company recently. Here we go. Here's a little tasty clip for you from Fox News. Whoa. That intro, though, yes, it hits me.
They're back. A U.S. tech firm says Russia or Russians working for the government, we don't know, have successfully hacked the Ukrainian gas company at the center of the impeachment case. They say the attempts to infiltrate Burisma, whose board once included Hunter Biden, began back in early November. Although it's unclear what the hackers were actually looking for, the cyber firm says this, quote, the timing of the campaign in relation to the 2020 U.S. elections raises the specter that this is an early warning of what we have anticipated since the successful cyber attacks undertaken during the 2016 U.S. elections, end quote. Jillian Turner with the news in Washington. Jillian.
Hi, Harris. So the firm dropping that bombshell claim last night is called Area One Security, and their CEO tells Fox News they discovered Russia's hack of Burisma during what was really the course of routine business. The CEO also tells us the report containing this information wasn't paid for in part or in full by any outside group, a key detail. Now, Area One's report claims the Russian military hackers, part of the notorious GRU, quote, specifically sought the email credentials of employees at Burisma. It adds ominously, access to Burisma Holdings email accounts permits future phishing campaigns. The Associated Press claiming overnight the Bidens were also likely targets of this same Russian campaign. But Area One CEO says his company not prepared to support that claim at this time. Now, the Biden campaign says in a statement, quote, Donald Trump tried to coerce Ukraine into lying about Joe Biden in a major bipartisan international anti-corruption victory because he recognized that he can't beat the president. Now, Democratic lawmakers have been real quick to blame President Trump for the hack. Take a listen.
I'm a bit distressed to see this for the first time in a newspaper report.
This is from CNN, by the way.
President Trump's dirty work again. Remember in the last campaign for president, candidate Trump at the time said, Russia, if you're hearing me, you know, get Hillary's emails.
Now, Area One Security also claims this Burisma hack is connected to a different phishing attack, one on a media company that's owned by Ukrainian President Zelensky. He's also at the center of the impeachment investigation. Republican lawmakers not talking a whole lot about this on camera today. They insist Hunter and Joe Biden and their relationship with Burisma needs an entirely separate investigation. Harris, for now, we've reached out to Burisma. They haven't gotten back to us, but as soon as they do, we'll let you know.
Jillian Turner, thank you very much.
Yeet. So what do you think of that fucking Russian interference there? Got to get a little bit of hacky information. What do you think?
It's pretty normal for Russia and Russians to try to hack in everything, I'd say, especially something with dealing with Ukraine. It's weird how fast they want to blame Trump for it. Like, oh, if the truth comes out, it's Trump's fault because of the election. Like, you know, I was about to ask a horrible question, which did.
No, do it.
Did WikiLeaks time their releases based on the election? And like, oh, fuck. Yeah, they did. Oh, fuck. But
you think?
Like, I mean, the truth is the truth, no matter what. And if something comes out that someone broke the law or someone's been gaming, you know, all of the American citizens like they're retarded and then ripping them off, I think we should know, no matter the timing, before election, after election, right now, next week, whenever. You know, if there's documents out there proving wrongdoing, releasing them, it should happen always immediately, as soon as possible.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, they're much like funds should not be withheld from a country for a quid pro quo. We also should release information as soon as it is required. But how can you fucking hold the feet to the fire of a company that literally makes their, you know, of an outfit that literally makes their, you know, makes their money by fucking stealing information? Pretty, yeah.
I mean, no, that's the world we live in. Deal with it.
Hell yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm all about the whistleblower. I do, however, agree with you in the fact that it shouldn't be something that's partisan in any way. It should be for the people. It shouldn't be to push or pull of any sort of agenda. No timing involved, you know what I mean? So Trump isn't playing 4D chess here then. It's just the Russians just fucking going out and fucking hacking shit because they're interested.
That would be my guess. I mean, it'd be useful to them as well. Not necessarily just for our politics, but for their politics, for Ukrainian politics, to get to the truth over this whole, what was happening with Hunter Biden. I mean, it's something they would want to know, even if they didn't want to use it. You know, like, if we go back to, like, Cold War Russia style, I mean, they would have definitely wanted the information as well. They want to know what's happening.
I love it. And I love that this is the excuse that Trump is trying to rig the elections. It's obvious by all of the Democratic debates that there's no reason Trump won't get elected because he'll be surrounded by retards. It feels rigged in that way. Like the powers that be chose these fucking absolute mindlets to fucking go up against a fucking schoolyard bully. It's fucking ridiculous. So fuck it. This next clip is interesting because this kind of sets the stage for fucking international U.S. dealings, as well as what our current Democratic candidates kind of want to fucking put out there about it. This is Iran takes center stage at Democratic debate from the Washington Post. Boom.
Only way to take a nation to war is with the informed consent of the American people. The informed consent of the American people.
President Trump has made it much harder for the next president to achieve that goal by gutting the Iran nuclear deal. One that, by the way, the Trump administration itself admitted was working, certified that it was preventing progress toward a nuclear Iran.
My issue is that because of the actions of Donald Trump, we are in a situation where they are now starting, Iran is starting to enrich uranium again in violation of the original agreement.
Obviously, Mr. Trump has no strategy. He is going from crisis to crisis, from escalation to escalation.
What we need to do is have an international coalition. We cannot keep acting unilaterally. As you know, the nuclear deal with Iran was worked on with a number of our allies. We have got to undo what Trump did, bring that coalition together, and make sure that Iran never gets a nuclear weapon.
We have to think about cyber. We have to think about climate. We also have to think about how we spend money. We have a problem with a revolving door in Washington between the defense industry and the Department of Defense and the Pentagon. That is corruption, pure and simple. We need to block that revolving door, and we need to cut our defense budget. We need to depend on all of our tools, diplomatic, economic, working with our allies, and not let the defense industry call the shots.
Donald Trump is taking us pell-mell toward another war. We have a very important resolution. We just found out today that four Republicans are joining Democrats to go to him and say, you must have an authorization of military force if you're going to go to war with Iran.
We're now isolated. We're in a situation where our allies in Europe are making a comparison between the United States and Iran, saying both ought to stand down, making a moral equivalence. We have lost our standing in the region. We have lost the support of our allies. The next president has to be able to pull those folks back together, reestablish our alliances, and insist that Iran go back into the agreement, which I believe, with the pressure applied as we put on before, we can get done.
We are spending dramatically too much money on defense. The money that we're spending there, we could spend in the other parts of the budget. And it's time for someone from the outside to have a strategic view about what we're trying to do and how to do it.
The next president is going to be confronted with national security challenges different in scope and in kind from anything we've seen before. Not just conventional military challenges, not just stateless terrorism, but cybersecurity challenges, climate security challenges, foreign interference in our elections. It's going to take a view to the future, as well as the readiness to learn from the lessons of the past. And for me, those lessons of the past are personal.
Dude, it's like listening to CNN and Chris Cuomo. I don't understand the words that come out of Pete Buttigieg's mouth. I don't, man. Like, it's like he fucking puts a bunch of like big words together and like throws them out there. Like, I read a book once and they had these inflections and used such words in such a way. And if I do that and talk about things that I've read, like I read a history book once, and that for me, this is personal because I was in the military and I understand things from a very general, broad sense. And I want to bring that broad sense of things to the White House.
I mean,
yeah.
Listening to all those clips, I mean, I had no idea that all of them want to cut military spending. I feel like it's a bad idea. I do feel like, you know, like in some ways we should be pulling back from Afghanistan and Iraq and maybe not, you know, engaging with Iran at this moment. But we should be like doubling our military spending so we can make sure that our military is still 10, 15, 20 years more advanced than anyone who would come after us. Is the only thing really keeping the world at peace and not going to world war is how big our military dick is. And I feel like since we don't have a large conflict to deal with, we should be researching more. We should be pushing training farther, and we should be putting more money into the military now so that we don't have to deal with another conflict anytime soon.
And I feel like in the next clip, there'll be some parts of it that decipher that, like the Democratic nominees that are up here, or candidates that are up here, they're split on that, whether like we keep infrastructure in place to keep places stable or pull out altogether. I bet you could almost guess who's on one side of the fence or another. But the other thing for me that is really kind of confusing is, what is the stance on this nuclear agreement with Iran? Is a nuclear agreement with Iran mean that they don't get nuclear technologies, or does it mean that they get nuclear technologies and it has to be just for power? I don't understand.
Yeah, they're only allowed to refine a certain amount of uranium per year. So like it mm-hmm. keeps it under the limit of being able to make a large bomb. They could make small bombs or, you know, make nuclear reactors, but they can only refine a certain amount of uranium to make, you know, yellow cake uranium per year.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. They seem all unified on that. What is your stance on that?
I mean, there's no other modern countries that are nuclear powers that have the same restrictions. So it's kind of a deterrent, but like, who's not saying they're stashing, you know, 50% of their production per year?
Exactly. I feel like they're probably refining uranium as we speak, you know?
Yeah. Like, it would only delay the eventuality of them getting a nuclear weapon, a large powered nuclear weapon, something, you know, like a city destroyer. It'd only be a matter of time. It would just delay that by a couple of years by limiting what they can refine.
Interesting. It seems all so complicated to them. You know what I mean? And it's put out to be complicated to us, but yet it's just so fucking simple. They have a lot of other shit to say. This is a kind of a juicy clip, and I picked this because it's out of Bloomberg, and Bloomberg's such a rich motherfucking asshole. He has his own fucking business channel, which I think is funny, because under a Bloomberg regime, I feel like we'd have a lot of cuts to like oil and things like that, even though he's a money tycoon. And there's tons of fucking oil tycoons that are on Bloomberg channel. Trust me, check out Verbose YouTube channel. We literally have these clips. Regardless, this is propaganda from Quick Take Bloomberg off of YouTube. And this is the first place I saw this, and that's debate. Sanders denies saying a woman can't win the White House. Here we go.
Let's not turn to an issue that's come up in the last 48 hours. Senator Sanders, CNN reported yesterday that, and Senator Warren confirmed in a statement that in 2018, you told her that you did not believe that a woman could win the election. Why did you say that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it. And I don't want to waste a whole lot of time on this, because this is what Donald Trump and maybe some of the media want. Anybody knows me knows that it's incomprehensible that I would think that a woman could not be president of the United States. Go to YouTube today. There's a video of me 30 years ago talking about how a woman could become president of the United States. In 2015, I deferred, in fact, to Senator Warren. There was a movement to draft Senator Warren to run for president. And you know what? I said, stayed back. Senator Warren decided not to run, and I did run afterwards.
Senator Sanders, I do want to be clear here.
You're round two, fight.
That you never told Senator Warren that a woman could not win the election.
That is correct.
That's correct.
Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?
What the fuck is that?
I disagreed. Bernie is my friend, and I am not here to try to fight with Bernie.
Yeah, you're not. What's really interesting about that whole exchange is that there's a soundbite released from after it where Elizabeth Warren approached Bernie Sanders. Sanders reached out his hand to shake, and she's literally like, "Are you calling me a liar on national TV?"
Damn.
Yeah, Elizabeth literally, Warren literally says this to Sanders. "Are you calling me a liar?" And she's like, "This isn't a time or place, but we can talk about this if you need to, you know, kind of thing." But for me, and the coordination of the questions and the confirmation from Elizabeth Warren and this being released on CNN just days ago, it feels like a setup to the question. And the way that she approaches him after the whole thing's fucking said and done, and that happenstancely gets fucking recorded and put out there, seems like an obvious fucking smear on Bernie Sanders. I don't fucking like the guy, but it's obvious that the Democratic deep state is very, very afraid of Bernie Sanders. What do you think?
I would agree. I mean, I've heard lots of, well, not heard, read lots of rumors, you know, about like Obama would, you know, not support Bernie Sanders, or that lots of Democrats are worried about, you know, the socialism that kind of comes with him, and will his programs even be ever be able to be reversible? You know, will it set America on a different course, you know, not thought of by our forefathers? I don't know. There's a lot of kind of issues with his idea of politics and the idea of what kind of powers the Constitution gives the leaders of changing everything.
The executive order really changed a lot of things, you know. The Bush Jr. regime was like, I feel, a big blow to democracy and the republic as we know it. And now what we're seeing post George Bush, the dumbass George Bush, fucking warmonger George Bush, Dick Cheney George Bush, now we're seeing the results of that from POTUS to POTUS. Like, all these, every president's going to suck from now on, because now they have that hint of, I got more power than the system that's been put in place, you know? And people take advantage of that. Guarantee you, all these tactical maneuvers that are happening, all these exercises that are going down, all these fucking bad guys that are being taken out left and right, this isn't Trump being like, oh yeah, al-Baghdadi and Soleimani were definitely on my radar. Good thing we took, you know, I had the idea to take them out. No, there's four-star generals he's having conversations with. He's having top-secret information fed to him. And he's basically, you know, getting fucking storyboard pictures put in front of him of like menus of war, being like that one, that one. And boom, it's fucking working out for him. Like, in a lot of ways, it's working out for America. It's hard, though, in the fucking America yeehaw moment that we're in, to see what it's going to look like post-Trump, after 8 years of Trump. What is fucking America going to look like after that? Are we ever going to have someone that's as fucking, I don't know, cowboy deep state as Donald Trump?
I don't know if that's going to be our trend now, is like celebrities or large personalities and not really about policy anymore. You know, it looks like that could be the trend going forward. I mean, fuck, maybe Kanye West will win. You know, I mean, who has the most fucking Instagram followers? Who can get the most people to vote?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking popularity contest at its fucking most dire. And you know me, like, things have been changing in the political landscape. And the one thing that really fucking blows my mind is when I was a kid, you know, I felt the information came from the left. It's so weird to see such a switch, you know, especially growing up in the South and seeing like rednecks like, I'm a Republican, I need my gasoline and I need my whiskey and fuck you, I'm gonna fuck my sister and I love God, Jesus Christ, you know,
Jesus Christ,
dude, wouldn't you love to have that motherfucker on the show?
Yeah, that'd be a good interview.
Oh my God. He'd be like, the sword of truth, Jesus Christ. That would be our first fucking, our first video show ever would be with that guy.
Yeah, let's do it. Verbose going to video.
Yeah, that would be a good resolution for 2020. Anyways, I want to do a little, first off, I'm going to introduce this with a little bit of Mitch McConnell going off on kind of the state of the entrapment. Did I just make that up? That's cool.
Entrapment,
dude. There's something there. Anyway, so and then I want to do kind of a juxtaposition between like the left and right and what the speakers kind of sound like on both sides and why I'm so enamored. Like, I want to collect all the fucking Republican baseball cards before I do the Democrat ones. But to kind of set the mood for that, let's go let's listen to Mitch McConnell going off on fucking Democrats about the state of the impeachment. They're literally celebrating this, my dude. It's a solemn day, my ass! Oh, wait. Let me hit enter again. Sorry about that.
4 weeks. 4 weeks. But the Democratic majority in the House of Representatives is finally ready to defend their impeachment of the President of the United States. After weeks of delay, the Speaker of the House decided yesterday that a trial could finally go forward. She signed the impeachment papers. That took place, Madam President, at a table with a political slogan stuck onto it. And they posed afterwards for smiling photos. And the Speaker distributed souvenir pens.
I want one.
To her own colleagues, emblazoned with her golden signature.
I bet they're worth money.
Literally came in on silver platters.
I'd take one.
Fuck yeah.
Pens literally came in on silver platters. Golden pens on silver platters. A souvenir to celebrate the moment. Now, I seem to remember Democrats falling over themselves to say they did not see impeachment as a long-sought political win. House Democrats said over and over that they recognized the gravity and the seriousness of this action. And, of course, they had only come to it reluctantly. Well, nothing says seriousness and sobriety like handing out souvenirs, as though this were a happy bill signing instead of the gravest process in our Constitution.
Yep. So, literally fucking, we can't even contain ourselves. We had to have a limited edition fucking golden embossed Nancy Pelosi signature pen. It's fucking incredible, dude. I fucking so want one. I want to at least see one. If you're out there in the government watching us because fucking for some reason, like, we're on some sort of, like, FBI watch list, could you at least send us a photograph of one of those pens? I really fucking appreciate it. I'm all about it. I think that's awesome. I think that's fucking great. The only thing that pisses me off about it is that you're not upfront about it to begin with. Like, we hate to have to do this, even though we've been wanting to impeach Donald Trump from day one.
I mean, even more than that, I feel like it shows such the disconnect that our leadership fucking has with the regular American people. Like, they're coming out with a fucking rap video, like platters and fucking gold pens and fucking partying and souvenirs and fucking photo ops. Like, who the fuck lives like this? Celebrities? Like, what the fuck do they think they are? They're supposed to be fucking representing the people, not celebrating themselves. Like, and I think that's more it. Like, and now I think that's even, like, a Democrat-Republican thing. Both sides have turned into this fucking circus show of pleasing themselves and celebrating their greatness instead of fucking representing the people and the laws of this country.
Hear, hear. And speaking of circus show, the most amazing part of watching professional wrestling are those monologues, those speeches in the middle of the ring. And one of the best fucking speech givers in the middle of the fucking bullshit political ring right now is Doug Collins. I got a clip of him giving his final thought before the vote on impeachment this past fucking couple days ago. Here we go.
This impeachment process has been flawed from the outset.
This is from Blaze TV.
It resembles not a congressional action, it resembles more a Dr. Seuss book, knowing not which way it goes. On September 24th, the Speaker declared at a press conference the House was conducting an impeachment inquiry. However, to the contrary, to the Speaker's decree that we were all of a sudden in impeachment inquiry, the House did not authorize the impeachment inquiry until October 31st by adopting H.R. 660. It is just said just a moment ago that the Speaker has been leading the fight for a fair trial in the Senate. I wish the Speaker had been leading for a fair hearing in the House instead of trashing our rules. For those 71 out of 78 days from the time it was announced at a press conference to the time we finished, the President was not permitted to participate in these meetings. Think about that, 71 days out of 78 in which we actually did something on impeachment. He was not presented to, the ability to cross-examine fact witnesses, present counterarguments, no due process at all in those 71 days. When presented with the opportunity, when it came to the Judiciary Committee, instead of the Judiciary Committee stepping up and actually acting like the Judiciary Committee of the Committee of Impeachment, we punted. We had a couple of some law professors who already had their, you know, basic talking points. He could have cross-examined them. That would have done a lot of good. Then we could have had witnesses of staffers who testified. Again, a lot of good. Where were the fact witnesses? Instead of the rubber stamp that we were warned about 20 years ago by the current chairman, we became the rubber stamp. Democrats repeatedly violated House rules and blatantly abused the rules they wrote, even wrote in H 660. Even to this day, we will pass this out in violation of H rule S 660. They used inflammatory rhetoric, haunting them because this is what they had to do. One Democrat said, I call for impeachment today because it's one heck of an emergency. Another said, we have a crime in progress. We have an emergency that our national election is going on right now. But my favorite in December, it's a crime spree in progress. Oh, the hyperbole just reeks in this room. When we understand this, you know, if it was such an emergency, if there was in lieu to finding a 911 call, then why did we hold this for almost a month? Well, we've been told that it's to help a Senate fair trial. Be damned, the House, inappropriate process we had. But even though the process was bad, I'm going to go back and make sure the facts are, let's make sure the facts are here, because they still haven't changed. A phone call that was put out in a transcript in which no pressure was applied. There was no conditionality on anything given in that call or sense to do that. There was also nothing given by the Ukrainians to actually get this money that was released. By the way, before it was actually statutory deadline of September 31st, they did nothing. They got the money anyway. But the problem is they want the Senate to do their job for them. But that's not how it works. And what I've heard today, even from folks giving 1 minute, Madam Speaker, is that this is all they wanted. It was a political impeachment. They have said he is impeached for life. This shows the true motivation, I believe, of the other side. It is their dislike for this president and the good work he is doing. So, Madam Speaker, before I reserve here for a moment, this has always been a political impeachment. Even today on the floor, the talk of the president being forever impeached and it's always being sustained forgets the Senate trial. I hope this ends, this political impeachment, and this body never sees it again. I reserve.
So there you have it, from the fucking evangelistic preacher on fire from the Holy Spirit himself, Doug Collins. Fucking blows my mind. I mean, he's on fire, this guy. So, okay, before we get into it, let's juxtapose this with Adam Schiff with his opening remarks before he reads the articles of impeachment. Schiff. Brought to you by Schiff. It's like Fiff, but Schiff. This comes from NBC or MSNBC.
Mr. President, the managers on the part of the House of Representatives are present and ready to present the articles of impeachment, have been preferred by the House of Representatives against Donald John Trump, President of the United States. The House adopted the following resolution, which, with the permission of the Senate, I will read. House Resolution 798, appointing and authorizing managers for the impeachment trial of Donald John Trump, President of the United States. Resolve that Mr. Schiff, Mr. Nadler, Ms. Lofgren, Mr. Jeffries, Ms. Demings, Mr. Crow, and Ms. Garcia of Texas are appointed managers to conduct the impeachment trial against Donald John Trump, President of the United States, that a message be sent to the Senate to inform the Senate of these appointments, and that the managers so appointed may, in connection with the preparation and conduct of the trial, exhibit articles of impeachment to the Senate and take all other actions necessary, which may include the following: employing legal, clerical, and other necessary assistance, and incurring such other expenses as may be necessary to be paid from amounts available to the Committee on the Judiciary under applicable expense resolutions or from the applicable account of the House of Representatives. Number two, sending for persons and papers and filing with the Secretary of the Senate on the part of the House of Representatives any pleadings in conjunction with or subsequent to the exhibition of the articles of impeachment
that
the managers may consider necessary. With the permission of the Senate, I will now read the articles of impeachment, House Resolution 755.
That's basically, I just wanted to give you a fucking taste of that shit. You know what I mean? Look at the difference, though. Like, This is the left and right. You have like the Adam Schiffs and the Nancy Pelosi's and what's that that black chick out of fucking California? The one that's like, if you see them, fight back at them. Fucking it's a fucking stupid bitch. Anyways, like it's that weird like no thought, no original thought in their head. And Adam Schiff is just like, what does he do when he goes home? I feel like he goes into his house, he like turns off the light and he just sits there in the dark, you know? That's what I imagine with Adam Schiff, you know? No candles, no nothing. Like he just sits there, like waiting for the hours to tick by so he can continue back to his job where he can push some papers and say some big words and wear a suit and make his mom proud with his little rosy cheeks.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Like, I mean, the whole little speech right there. I mean, I know he's kind of reading it off paper and everything, but it sounds exactly when someone's getting railroaded in court. Like, some guy's getting found guilty for something. According to subsection D, 3.5, you have to turn to 35 plus years, blah, blah, blah. It's like, but I didn't do anything. You have no evidence. Shut up. The court is over. We already ruled, blah, 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 blah. Like, it's just like.
It's like, wow, dude. Like, wow. Just another day at the office impeaching the president because we have to. We're patriots. Yeah. Don't you love how the left is they're like commandeering that too? Like, we're liberals. We're patriots. Like, I don't see what you do as liberal. When you restrict the freedoms of the American people, when you want to restrict chastise people based on basic human freedoms such as freedom of speech, that's when I'm like, you know, that doesn't sound very liberal to me. Same thing with you on the right, though. You guys aren't fucking off the hook. Like, you think that you could just come in and fucking take from everybody and everything in the world and there not be any sort of, like, repercussions to that? Fucking big business, big money. I don't think it has its place in politics. We got to fucking do something about that. Maybe that's the one thing me and Bernie agree on.
Yeah, and I think that's a smarter way to be. Like, that's where we have to find someone who's walking this middle, who's, you know, understands that, you know, we need to have strong economy, we need to have strong business, we need to have, you know, massive corporations that compete on the global level against these other companies that are fucking, you know, destroying their people and making work in hazardous conditions. We need to make it so that we compete on that, so they have to rise to our level. You know, people should be looking at us on what to do.
Heard that. Exactly. Yeah. Not just like fucking jealous of us because we got the most shit, you know what I mean? Although Russia got a lot of shit, I just like, not everybody got all that shit, you know? Like, yeah. Here fucking the poorest of the poor are overweight, you know? It's a fucking weird paradigm to be in, where one of the biggest medical issues here are like diabetes and obesity. It's fucking interesting. We live in a first world country with fucking like a third world views towards what goes on beyond our borders. Gotta open the mind stuff to all the things going on. And like you say, man, by placing yourself in the middle, that's how you become truly strong in what you believe in. That's how you fucking be a true patriot. And that's how you engage in the fucking conversation in such a way that everybody can gain from this. And we can come to fucking compromise, man. There's gotta be a third party. I don't want to keep going on too long, but I got to touch on the whole Bernie thing. Like, I fucking hate the fact that the left is again chewing him up and spitting him out, but it might be for the best. I feel like a lot of the socialistic policies that he would put in place would be detrimental to where we're moving forward as an economic power. That's not to say that I don't want people to be denied healthcare in any sort of way, but I don't think it's like the end all be all to what people are going to vote for, you know? I don't want to put my money towards people who are going to ride on the system. I feel like that happens a lot of fucking times. So maybe in some ways it's cool that the left is fucking doing the dirty work and burying Bernie Sanders. But on the other hand, I feel like, it's selfish, especially when people on both sides of the aisle want to take that power out of our hands to vote in the people we actually believe in. If the people want Bernie, we should have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that's really the what the whole point is the majority kind of rules, and if that's what everyone decides, that's what we try. And, you know, and we must have elections every 4 years and only, you know, two terms max. If we can keep that going, then we get to choose our destiny, you know, 4 years at a time.
Mm-hmm. And, dude, shout out to Hong Kong right now. You guys are still fucking holding it down for your independence and for your freedom for as long as that's going to last. And I fucking appreciate what you guys are doing. If I could do all of my international business in Hong Kong right now, fucking, I'd be all about that. You fucking peace to you guys out there. And, you know, if you're in China, fucking shout out to you. If you're any sort of Chinese government trying to fucking put a social credit score on us, you all can go fuck yourselves.
Fuck your
and yeah, and fucking, you know, pay your workers something and fucking don't exploit them and treat them as if they are just an expendable fucking resource, because that's not the case. Humanity is very important. And with the people and the strength of the people, we could go far as a nation. Teamwork, bitches. We got this up in the house. Middle East, fucking off the chain right now, man. I feel like Bitcoin and what's going on with that has something to do with Iran. All this fucking turmoil out there. Bitcoin's becoming this weird hedge bet, like gold, you know? It's becoming more of like a survival tactic money plan. And people use it as such, like, oh, I got my wad of cash, I got a little bit of gold, and I got like 0.2 Bitcoin saved away in my fucking encrypted wallet. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Interesting shit in the world, man, and how it all pieces together blows my fucking mind every fucking day. If you're out in Palestine, you straight. Fucking Egyptians, you might be bisexual, I don't know. Pakistanis, you're deeply fucking transsexual. And as we all know, the fucking gay is real. Shout out to Alex Jones. Alex Jones, my dude. You know what I'm saying? Fucking, I don't care what anybody says. Fucking, you got to do that shit right. You know what I mean? Like, if that's how you do, if that's your truth, you want to speak that out there, you want to put that out there, that's for us to decide whether what our truth is, what our freedom is, what our voice is. Fucking, Alex Jones, fucking shout out to you, bro. You could come on the show any fucking time. Fake Toshi, go fuck yourself. You know who you are. Crafter, fucking always good to have you on the show. It's always good to do this show with you, my dude. Fucking, we'll do this again. I know it's on a Thursday night, kind of different. If you didn't watch it live, thank you for checking out the rerun. And yeah, fucking next Wednesday, we'll see you there. Verbose 48 tonight. Love you guys. We'll see you next time. Deuces.
Hey.
Tell a shit, it is what it is. Said what I had to and did what I did. Never turn my back on FBG, God forbid. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist, doing front flips. Giving you my number, but don't hit me on no dumb shit. Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist, going nuts. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, this shit too plush.
It's cool, man. Got red bottoms on. Life is good. You know what I mean? Like,
100,000 for the cheapest ring on a nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh, I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automata, bitch. Ooh, dropped $3 on the rain, call it been the truck, little bitch. Ooh, I was in the trap serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. Ooh, granted, she was standing right there while I catch play on the brick. Ooh, I made them little niggas go haywire, Taliban in this bitch. Ooh, I done been down bad in them trenches, had to ride with that stick. Ooh, who gave you pills, who gave that dust, Pluto sent you on the lick. Ooh, too many convicts that rolled me to play in this shit. Ooh, round about nonsense, get old summer spreading this bitch. Ooh, they had the counter light, lighting it up, nigga, anybody can get it. Ooh, I'm on a PJ, lighting it up, backwood full of sticky. Ooh, I'm trying to tote that Drake or London, and it's extended. Ooh, they got a stretcher, nigga, how we gon' die for this shit? Ooh, yeah, I ride for my niggas, I lie to my bitch. Ooh, we some poor, high class niggas, made it, we rich. Yeah, I was at the band, though, got a penthouse for a closet. Ooh, it's like a Shando, live on my neck, my wrist. Ooh, I got pink toes that talk different languages. Ooh, got promethazine in my blood and Percocet. 100,000 for the cheapest ring on a nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh, I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automata, bitch. Drop $3 on the rain, call it been the truck, little bitch. Ooh. I was in the trap, serving cocaine, ain't been the same since. That's by the time I call him Serene. I go tremendo for new fettuccine. All fat though, claret the pinky. All fat though, we order the Fiji. I'm in the loop with the voo, I'm in the loop with the woo. Which one you working? I put your face on the news. I put the puss on the shirt. After I murdered it, make him go shoot up the hearse. Cost me a quarter bird. Nigga's birthday and you a maniac, a fucking alien. How you spurging? Got that kitty cat, I'm having fun with that. Going Birkin. 100,000 for the cheapest ring on a nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh. I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain and automata, bitch. Ooh. Dropped $3 on the rain, call it been the truck, little bitch. Ooh. I was in the trap serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. 100,000 for the cheapest ring on a nigga finger, little bitch. 100,000 for the cheapest ring on a nigga finger, little bitch. Yeah. 100,000 for the cheapest.